The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 9 minutes after 7, let me go to Lauren. Lauren, who has been hanging on here for a couple of minutes here. Lauren, you just got back from Phoenix. A different experience when it came to the homelessness community? Love to hear more. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I was down there. My grandson got married down there on Saturday.
Good.
Yesterday, 4 days. And, of course, while I was there, I did my usual two and a half mile walking, a lot of walking, and I never saw one homeless person. And even walking or driving from the place I was to where my daughter and her family were staying. And as I was walking this morning, hearing you talk, I thought to myself, man, I got a call. I wonder what they do down there. They do something, because there were so many places where homeless people could have been if they were in Oregon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now
I don't know what the laws are in Arizona. There is a I don't think that's within the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, though, is it? I don't think so. Let me take a look.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily under that. I'm going to look this up during the break here in just a moment here, but it does make you wonder. But on the other hand, they didn't legalize street drugs, though, did they? You know that?
I don't know that. I have no idea what their laws are. I just know that I did not anybody and didn't think about it until just walking this morning and hear you.
I would venture a guess that that chances are taking drugs are probably discouraged, if not out and out. You're tossed in a jail cell, maybe in Phoenix. Possibility of that happening.
Yep. And right. I wasn't in downtown Phoenix, I'll have to say that.
All right.
I was on the outskirts, but the convenient places. This one mall there, I walked around the outside of the mall, 2 miles around the outside of the mall.
Yeah. Well, it must be the reason you may have fewer homeless in Phoenix there is that unlike Medford, which, of course, Medford and Grants Pass, we know we get hot. They get really hot all the time. It could be. Yeah. Yeah, you know, the tent would just end up being a little barbecue oven, right?
Yeah, it was going to be 99 yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
In April, while I was there,
in April. All right. Hey, Lauren, I appreciate the call. Thanks for making that, and we'll catch up on some other news coming up. Okay.
The phones are ringing at Montana.
Welcome back to the Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMET, 99.3 KCMD.
You know the old saw about liberals and that kind of like a stopped clock. They could be right twice a day, you know, that sort of thing. Wrong all the rest of it. I have to say, though, that something that Senator Ron Wyden, who I've had a lot of nasty things to say about over the years, but he came out the other day with such a plain common sense on something, which is really interesting because I don't think there's much about Ron Wyden that you can say it conflates with common sense. But he did say something the other day, which is right. And he said, Wyden urges Senate to reject the expansion of FISA 702 surveillance. This is the one that the House, all the Republicans and a bunch of Democrats, they all ended up passing with like a vote or two. Right? And actually, I think it was the amendment I was talking about that they just passed with a vote or went down by one vote. But this was the one about that would require warrantless, that would require a warrant for surveillance, right? And what Senator Ron Wyden said, I asked my colleagues, hang on just a second, I don't know why people are calling my cell phone in the middle of a talk show. It is a talk show, I cannot talk to you then, okay? He says, I asked my colleagues to read the plain language of the provision. Members of the Senate are being told the same thing. Nothing to see here. It's technical. It's all classified, so stop asking questions. I ask my colleagues to read the plain language of the provision. If they do, they will see for themselves that this is actually an incredibly dangerous expansion of warrantless surveillance authorities. Under this provision, there would be practically no limits to who can be forced into spying for the government. Any company that installs, maintains, or repairs Wi-Fi or other communication systems in any American business, home, or church can be dragged into this. There's a lot more to it. But I have to give Senator Ron Wyden some points. I'm going to throw up in my mouth a little bit by saying that because so many of the rest of the times it's just like, oh my gosh, what are you thinking? But Senator Wyden does appear to, at least when it comes to government surveillance in the Fourth Amendment, he understands that. So I just wanted to mention that. People say, Bill, why don't you ever say anything good about a liberal? Well, when they do something good, I'll say it. And he did. And I hope he has influence. Okay. Let me go to Josephine County Republican Party Chair, Holly Morton. Holly, I don't know if you're having coffee or whatever it is you're doing, but we got to talk about some of the stuff that happened over the last few days. How are you doing this morning? Welcome.
I'm doing great. Thank you. Well, the latest thing that happened was on Friday. There was a debate put on by the Jackson County Republicans for the Senate candidates. So we had Dr. Noel Robinson, who's running against Christine Goodwin, and Dennis Linthicum's wife, Diane Linthicum, running against Dave Hensley.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, it was palpable. The differences between the candidates, which ones are sort of lobby and caucus pick candidates and which ones are the real highly principled people. And they criticize one another because you have one group that says, which is the Noel Robinson and Diane Linthicum, that say, look, you just vote with your principles. And the other two are more deal makers. No, we got to bend. We got to lean. We got to make these deals to make things happen. And you can feel that division. You can just feel it.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. There is truly a choice between these two Senate candidate races. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And yet, the challenge that we face into it, and this is something that I'm going to be talking about Saturday at the Patriots Conference. You know, I guess I'm going to be one of the first speakers there, and then you have Trevor Loudon that's going to be on at this event, is that the deal-making has to end because the deal-making has not been necessarily helpful. It's like, we get a million or two for a few water projects and then we sell our souls for it to the Democrats that otherwise get their entire agenda. And it's not helping us. In fact, if you're not doing something, and I would say this to anyone running for Congress, to anyone running in here, in the current situation, to cut a deal is next to impossibly bad. If you're not disrupting the agenda, the uniparty agenda in some form or another, then you're really not doing your job. And in this kind of a uniparty agenda, I hate to put it that way, but I think you would agree with that when you look at your standard blow-dry Republican candidate in Oregon running for the legislature, let's say, and someone who is not. Right? These are the differences we're talking about right now.
Absolutely. And I can tell you, Diane Linthicum was absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. You know, she sat beside her husband, Dennis Linthicum, for years. I mean, they've been partners all along. She's the chief of staff. She's an amazing woman. I couldn't believe it. And Dr. Robinson is fantastic, too. Such a highly principled guy and very kind. You know, there were a lot of real sharp barbs sent at him about inexperience and that kind of thing. But, you know, he sat next to his dad through everything, too. He knows everything. A more well-informed person, I don't know. He's just amazing. It was an interesting debate.
I'm just kind of curious, in the debate, did anything come up? The thing is, though, I think people have retreated to their corners when it comes to the districting, if someone's eligible. But did that ever come up in the arguments that night? Just curious.
She brought it up herself in her closing argument because I think nobody asked the question.
Christine Goodwin. Okay, so nobody asked. All right, just curious.
No.
Just curious.
But the other things that came up that are kind of dubious are, she has put out in her literature that she's the only candidate endorsed by Oregon gun rights. So everybody was saying, what's Oregon gun rights? There is no such thing as Oregon gun rights. Apparently it's some sort of legal firm or nobody can quite figure it out. But
yeah.
Oregon Firearm Federation, the one that endorses Diane Linthicum and Noel Robinson, is the preeminent gun rights organization in Oregon. And, Kevin Sterrett, who runs that, super well informed. And he's very careful about who he endorses. He only endorses people who are super conservative, and he's not in favor of deal making. So he's on the no deal team.
Yeah. Well, I look at what happened here. I ended up finding that picture that was put out on the Republican caucus talking points. I think it was about almost a year ago. It was May 2nd of 2023 that the Republican caucus in the state legislature in the House ended up taking a picture. I have it right in front of me. I'm going to have to post this morning. And it's a check. It's a paper check written to Second Amendment lawsuit, $25,000 from the House Republican caucus. And you see them all there, all many of the people that are still, you know, in the Republican caucus in the House right now. This is the one that didn't walk out. And because they wouldn't walk out, House Bill 2005, an anti-gun measure, ended up passing. Do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
And right. And so here it is, $25,000 that they promised. Nothing's ever happened. From it. It's been, and in fact, next time I talk with Court Boyce or any of these other people who are in the photo, I'm going to say, what happened to the $25,000? Where is it? Where's the lawsuit against House Bill 2005? Because they were there in providing quorum, and the bill got passed. And as Kevin had rightly noted, they could have walked out and killed that right away, and it wouldn't have cost them. They none of them were up against the Measure 113 limits at that time, yeah?
Right. Well, you know, in there's a culture that begins right away, and I'm sure that Dwayne Junker will bring it up when you talk to him, but there's a culture. The minute you get to Salem, they start training you that you got to make deals, and everybody's, you know, you got to make a lot of concessions and that kind of thing. And that culture is just pervasive.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, down here, you know, I don't think they're really listening to us. Christine Goodwin has been my rep for years. I've only probably seen her a couple of times in 3 years. I mean, it just, they work in a certain area. They do what they do, but I don't think they really get what's going on with the individuals.
Well, maybe if we individuals had lobbies and were writing big checks, then maybe people will listen to us then. I don't know.
Well, that's the problem, yeah.
All right. Okay, we'll set that aside here at the moment here. Why don't we talk about this Patriot conference event Saturday? And this is going to be at the Josephine County Fairgrounds. When's a good start? 10 o'clock, I think, right? 10?
Starts at 10. That is going to be an unbelievable event because the number of speakers that are going to be there are fantastic. And you were talking about Cliff Benz earlier and Fies and so forth. You know, he'll be there. This is a chance to go up and ask him directly what's going on. Herman Bershka will be there. John West will be there. But we also have Joe Altman talking about election integrity, and Don Powers is going to talk about human trafficking. This is going to be, and all of the candidates that are supported by the Republican Party will be there. It's going to be kind of a one-stop, figure everything out kind of a meeting. You know, we're looking at all these little individual pieces, this and that and that. And when you put all those puzzle pieces together, there's a big picture. And that's what we're hoping. We want to give everyone the information that they need to be able to talk to other people and get other people out to vote.
Now, I'm really interested. I'm really interested in your in the guest that's coming on after me. So I'm going to do just a quick little talk, you know, to kind of get things going, because I want to get to Trevor Lowton. And Trevor Lowton is an interesting cat. And if you could kind of give us a take, because you're flying him in here from New Zealand.
Well, we're not flying him from New Zealand. He was close by, and that's why we were able to get him in our budget.
All right. Well, I'm glad that he was close by so you could bring him in. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I just knew he's from New Zealand, though. I just assumed that.
He is from New Zealand.
All right.
And, you know, he's kind of a rabble riser. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what he has to say. But basically, he's looking at what's going on in the world and saying, hey, is everybody noticing this? This is how all these little pieces fit together. And people will be able to ask him questions and just start thinking a little bit more globally. We're used to thinking about what's going on right here in Southern Oregon, and that's enough to, you know, set our hair on fire. But he'll be talking a little bit wider perspective, and you know he might.
But the global, in other words, is affecting us locally, and I think that's what Trevor is going to be.
It's the frame within which all of this falls.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Diane Anderson is going to be talking about these 15-minute neighborhoods, which is part of that big picture. All of these things that we're experiencing, these 17116 charter amendments and all these things, how does all this fit together? What's really going on?
Mm-hmm.
So people can get a handle on that, because we see little bits and pieces, we hear little bits and pieces, but there's a very big picture that we need to be aware of. You know, we're the frogs in the pot. They're turning up the heat, and pretty soon we're going to be boiled before we know it.
All right. So I'll tell you what. You have everywhere from relatively modest ticket prices to $100 VIP tickets, which, by the way, we're going to give away in just a few minutes. So hang on for your chance to call again, you know, on that. Tell us where people go to find out more about this and to get tickets, because you got to get this filled up.
JOCOGOP.org.
Mm-hmm.
JOCOGOP.org is our website. You can get tickets there. You can pop into our office across from the courthouse and get tickets. And we will have tickets at the door. A lot of people just, you know, they
just show
busy,
up and
busy lines.
I have to tell you, that is something I've noticed about Southern Oregon. If you can buy them at the door, they will. I can tell you.
Yeah, well, we're encouraging people because then they don't have to stand in line. They walk in like they own the place. So we're encouraging people to do that.
All right, very good. Holly, appreciate that. Happy to be the person batting first in there. And we'll have a good talk. And,
well, you're the guy.
Yeah,
we're
well, but like I said, I'm not the star of this. There's a lot of big, big people, you know, coming to this one. But I'm happy. I'm kind of honored to kind of be the opening act for Trevor. So we'll see how that ends up working out, okay? You be well.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
All right. And thanks so much, Holly. We'll talk soon, okay?
You bet. Thank you.
And on that note here, if you would like to go to this Patriots conference, and once again, you heard Holly talk about this, and all you have to do is just, we're going to take this. These are $100 VIP tickets, so you have a lot of access to the various people that are out there, and I guess special seating. And I'm going to give it to, I'm going to give a pair of $100 VIP tickets. I don't get a chance to give away $200 VIP tickets every day. Okay, $200 worth of that. We'll do it at caller 15, 770-563-3770 KMED for Saturday's Patriot Conference. Okay? All right.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
The Row Gardener is sponsored by Grange Co-op, and if you want to go organic, hey, that's great. However,
you see, organic fertilizers are not ready to use by the plant. They have to be worked on by soil bacteria to break them down into a usable form. It has to be in contact with the soil, and better if it's a couple, you know, an inch or two down.
Call the Row Gardener live Saturdays 10 to noon and catch the Sunday morning encore at 9 on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD. Bill Meyer here, and the reports keep coming in from listeners who have saved at Sky Park Insurance. Here's Lauren from Eagle Point.
My insurance bills kept rising over the years, so I took Bill's advice and called Steve at Sky Park. After a few short phone calls, I'm now saving over $500 a year. I even referred my daughter, too.
Sky Park is an independent agency with providers like Progressive, Safeco, Foremost, and many more. Call Steve for a quote, 261-5444, or visit skyparkins.com.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Nobody cares what Joe Biden thinks. And the saddest part of all of this, and I think this will have political reverberations in the end, is he has literally, we've learned now, surrendered any war on terrorism or any ability to morally speak out against terrorists. And sadly, he has in the process been emboldening radical Islamic terrorists in the process. I mean, every single time that Joe Biden has been chastising Israel to have a ceasefire, how they need to fight the war, how they have to be more precise and don't go to Rafah, or as he calls it, Haifa, because he doesn't know the difference. Everything that he has been saying, nobody has been listening to.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
All right, winter's officially left the building, so why not spring forward and freshen up your home with new premium window treatments from our friends at Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com, they created a better way to shop for stylish blinds and shades and shutters and even motorized options. Everything is 100% online. Now, you can do the measure and install yourself, or just let the pros at Blinds.com handle it. Now, you can have multiple window coverings installed for just one low cost. And if you're not sure what's best for maybe an odd-shaped window or to block the sun on your patio, well, Blinds.com, they have design professionals that will help you for free. And they'll send free samples directly to you. Plus, with Blinds.com, you always get transparent pricing on their website. Never any hidden fees, no hassle, no multiple trips to a store. Blinds.com has free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee. to shop right now at Blinds.com. Save up to 45%. Get up to 45% off for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Charles Anderson, the winner of the VIP tickets, and we'll be talking about that quite a bit this week. It looks like it's going to be a big event. Josephine County Fairgrounds, Saturday. The Patriots Conference. We're good with that. And listen for your chance, all right? It's 7:33. The Bill Myers Show continues here with State Representative Dwayne Junker. We'll talk with him about cancel culture, the way it's affecting some people that won't bend the knee. We'll tell you more about that coming up.
Life's busy, and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
The email of the day on the Bill Myers Show, sponsored by Central Point Family Dentistry. See all they have to offer at centralpointfamilydentistry.com and call for an appointment. Dr. Steve Nelson and his staff are next to Mazatlan Mexican Restaurant, just off Pine in Central Point. News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
Good morning. I'm Marcus Veal with your NBC5 Morning News Update. Jackson County Animal Shelter officials are continuing to meet with cities about creating an animal shelter service district to help fund a new animal shelter. Their goal is to create a measure and have it on the November ballot. During a meeting last week with the Ashland City Council, Jackson County Health and Human Services Director Stacy Brubaker said they had to euthanize 12 dogs due to overcrowding. The Ashland City Council decided not to take any action on the proposal for a service district. United States Senator for Oregon Ron Wyden was going to hold town halls in Southern Oregon this upcoming week, but they have now been delayed. According to Wyden's press secretary, Wyden is stuck in D.C. and will be unable to attend the original town hall dates on Tuesday and Wednesday. He is planning on rescheduling at a later time. Mercy Fights is partnering with the Autism Society of Oregon to present sensory bags. Toby Rates, executive director for the Autism Society of Oregon, says it and Mercy Flights were looking for ways to better calm folks in emergency situations, especially people with autism or other disorders. Rates says sensory bags have things like weighted stuffed animals or blankets, communication cards, noise-canceling headphones, and more. That's a look at your morning headlines for NBC5 News. I'm Marcus Veal. Hope you had a great weekend and have a great start to your week.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Now through April, purchase one of three styles of General G-Max High or Ultra High performance tires for your modern muscle car, sports car, or sporty coupe or sedan and get a Visa reward card in the mail. Or purchase four Ultimax tires for your passenger car or crossover and get $60 Visa reward card. The Ultimax is an all-season touring tire built for long-lasting, year-round use. Save on general tires for any of your cars you drive at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company takes pride ensuring their customers get fresh, clean water from field to tap. Here's a review from Don.
We recently had a whole house water softener installed by Siskiyou Pump Service, and we received bids from five other contractors, and theirs was the best. Not just for price, but also for the equipment. The installation went off without a hitch. I highly recommend this company.
Providing fresh water for Rogue Valley residents for over 50 years. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
Millett Construction has been a general contractor for 40 years. For the last 20 years, they've specialized in foundation repair and replacement. If you have sloping floors, cracks in walls, and windows and doors that are hard to open, you have a foundation problem that's only getting worse. At Millett Construction, they not only fix your foundation and level your house, they solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Call Millett Construction for a free estimate. Visit MilletteConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Now to one of the most heated issues in the election.
The issues.
We have abortion where everybody wanted it. The states will decide.
Anyone who administers an abortion in the state of Arizona could face a mandatory prison sentence.
Concerns that drive the vote.
Texas tightens its border with new razor wire.
The New Mexico area has been seeing a surge of evaders.
What will be the deciding factor in November?
Hundreds gather for a massive street takeover.
We narrowly escaped a line of duty death scenario.
Join the debate.
This is a consequential decision.
On Newstalk 106.3, KMED.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Barkley with American Rancher Garage, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
7:38, State Representative Dwayne Junker joins the show right now. Dwayne, it's good to have you on. Welcome back.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
Dwayne, you raised an issue with me a couple of days ago that you wanted to talk about a bit, and has to do with the rise of counter or cancel culture, I think is a better way of putting it here. In Southwest Oregon, especially if you have any difference of opinion with the LGBTQIA plus agenda. There's so many letters in that now. It's expanding at an exponential rate, I think. But tell us a little bit about what's going on with you. You've been pretty outspoken about a lot of this in the state legislature and outside of that, too.
Yeah, you know, mostly is due to the trans movement. It's not a secret that I have two daughters that are in sports. One will be playing in college next year in soccer. And I'm very protective of my daughters and their rights, which I feel as a father I should be. You know, that's my duty.
Yeah.
To protect my kids. I have four kids. And so I'm always looking out for my children. Now, I don't have any problem with someone wants to be gay. That's their whatever, their right to do. But when it comes to taking a right away from somebody else, I'm going to speak up. And obviously there's a culture of counseling out women. It seems like there's been some things going on with boys playing women's sports. And my daughter's a track athlete also, and she's a state champion also in track, and will be competing probably this year again in the state competition. There's a boy in Oregon that is winning track competition.
Yeah, he's basically killing the girls in competition, right? He's a boy, a biological male masquerading as a girl, right?
Exactly. And I think this is wrong. You know, and I come this as through my religious beliefs. You know, the kingdom is going to tell me how to live my life and not the culture. I'm not going to bow to the culture of the worldly things and tell me that I have to believe or, you know, basically affirm this biological male that's having problems with their body or delusion or dysphoria. And, you know, I feel sorry for the things they're going through, but not at the cost of women. I don't believe that.
Which is really interesting, given that many people of this political view, mostly the left-wing view, but there are some right-wing people that believe this too, not hard right-wing, I guess. But, you know, the whole idea of Title IX and separate female sports and was about protecting women and making sure that women and girls had a place to compete and to compete fairly and not against biological men, right? I mean, that's the reason why this was all done, but it's like everything's being done to turn it upside down, turn it on its head.
Yeah, you know, this is a time when my grandmother and mom came through and they wanted to empower women, you know, give women you know, the rights to vote, to do the same things their males are doing and compete against other women. And these were the feminine. And now the feminists are so silent about women. And here I am,
you as a male Representative Junker seem to be more concerned about women than feminists who are supposed to care about women seem to care about women right now. That's what we're looking at. That's what we're talking about. Okay.
That's what we're talking about. It's me as a pretty masculine kind of man. I mean, I'm in the military for 21 years, all around men, and here I am trying to for women and their rights, and I'm the bad guy.
Huh? Tell us how this has taking a stance for women, taking a stance for biological women and young biological girls, you know, biological females. Is that costing you anything out of the real world?
Oh, it's cost me a lot. I just got a letter, and I'm not going to name the business or anything, because I'm not doing this for that. You know, people have a right to, they can counsel me. They have that right. But when you send me a letter, and this is my largest, I'm a realtor, you know, That's how I make my money to put my kids through college and stuff like that. And when you send me a letter and says that, you know, because of my political views, you're counseling me, not because of the work I've done. You know, they, in the first paragraph, that it's, you know, it tells how great of a realtor I was, my professional expertise and all that, you know.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you're talking about impartiality and activity, but they're doing the exact opposite by getting rid of me because of not including all types, because my type is not accepted.
Well, you're not. Well, I'm going to read just a little bit of this. I'm going to take the name out of it. But let me tell you, this group that you were the realtor for eats taxpayer money. All right. It lives and breathes on taxpayer money. OK, remember this. OK, as you are aware, we are committed to maintaining a welcoming environment for all individuals, regardless of race, ethnicity, gender, orientation. They added that, I'm sure, or political affiliation. We take great care to uphold principles of political and religious neutrality in all aspects of our operations. And then, given your appointment, the board has decided to initiate the process of selecting a new realtor, because apparently you will not bend the knee and destroy female sports. You will not agree to destroy female sports. Hence, this tax-eating organization has chosen to fire you, since you will not, you actually defend women, biological women. That's essentially what's going on, is it not, my reading of this letter?
That's my perspective of this letter. You know, I've been attacked pretty hard on the stance starting, this really started last year when I stood up against the mayor, and I just said, I'm not going to participate in Gay Pride Month. That's what it really started at. And I didn't do anything last year. I just stood outside the building when they did the proclamation, because I felt that I didn't want to be a part of something that's against my religious beliefs.
But you see, we're at the point now where so-called inclusion has been elevated to promotion at the government level. I think we have to be honest with ourselves about this here, Representative Younger.
And get this straight. I have never personally, I have clients that are gay and lesbian that I hug. And I really care about, they're good people. This is not about that. This is about my beliefs, and it's about what I see the culture going at. And I'm not going to defend the culture. I'm going to defend the kingdom and what I believe, and I think I have a right to do that. That's what I fought for 21 years in the military. You know, and you see this counseling. This is the hypocrisy that I see today. You turn on the news, and guess who's being secluded from going to college today? The Jewish people.
Yep.
The left is standing there and barring and going after Jewish people to go to, and the left likes to call the right, oh, you guys are Hitler and you're blah, blah, blah.
But yeah, and Trump is literally Hitler 2.0, right? That kind of conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's being inclusive and impartial and neutrality, and you just turn the news and you see this stuff, like, wow, I don't see Republicans doing this. I don't see conservatives. Mm-hmm. Now, they might speak their mind, but they're not blocking people from going to college. They're not trying to hurt women in sports. They're just speaking, hey, I don't believe in this. I don't like this. This is, you know, against my belief. And if you do that, you will be counseled.
Yeah. Well, getting back to this canceling of you from this one particular group, by the way, I think, honestly, you should just say their name. I should be able to just say their name. I won't if you don't want me to do that, because I know that you have to do this. But frankly, people need to know what all of these tax-eating organizations that live and die from nonprofit grants and various other things, they need to be called out. They need to be called out on this, because there needs to be an America that can have a difference of opinion, especially as we have organizations that are eating your money and yet at the same time telling you that you are not allowed to have your religious beliefs. That's essentially what this tax-eating entity in Southern Oregon. It's a pretty big one, by the way, is trying to do. What would you say to that?
The largest, probably the largest nonprofit organization that takes taxpayer dollars in Southern Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say their name. I mean, people
Why?
Probably figured out.
Why not?
I don't want to lower myself to them game. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to try to counsel them because they're trying to counsel me. I'm not going to play that game with them.
Yeah, but people need to know that when you're dealing with this group, you're dealing with a group that unless you're going to bend the knee for all the insanity of the far left agenda, you are not welcome. You are not welcome with them. Shouldn't people know this? Wouldn't you be performing a public service by letting people know?
You know, I get what you're saying, and I really honestly like the director that's not the board member, and I sent a message to her, and I said I would not do that. I'm going to stick to my word because I'm a person of my word, and I like the director, and the director didn't send me this letter, so I'm going to – this is of the place. I just don't feel, Bill, that – most people could figure it out. They know me as a realtor. They know my largest customer is this, if they're a realtor, and they know I've been working with this group for many years, and I've been supportive of them. When I put on my realtor hat, guess what? I give them the best customer service. I do everything for them. If they need contractors, they need help with the grant, I'm working for them, and that's what I did. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
I just want people to know what they're going. You know,
that it's going on. It's going on even down here.
Yeah, it's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there might have been pressure from up north. I don't know. You know, that's the same pressure that, you know, when 3 days before or 4 days before, you know, alleged in that, you know, the hit piece that was put on me, you know, calling me names.
And
we should talk about that part, because not only as I received this, I received, when they did do that hit piece on my religious beliefs, they had people call me from them, want to threaten my wife, do things to my wife. They went on my business on Google website and wrote many bad reviews about me that I don't even know these people. They send me emails to my real estate or my campaign website.
Oh, these are the gentle, progressive, inclusive people that love everyone.
Yeah.
We're supposed to love everyone. Love everyone. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The things were death threats, basically. Not to say they wanted to kill me, but they hope that I will die, you
uh-huh.
know, or something bad would happen to my wife. These are the kinds of people they're protecting.
It's something to keep in mind, and I appreciate you sharing it. I still say that, you know, given the fact that this organization eats tax money hand over fist and wouldn't exist without the tax money that they eat, I hope at some point you get to the point where you think people can figure out which group I'm talking about, but I'll keep it silent for now. But I think at some point you're going to have to just name them, you know, say their name. Okay. just think about it. Think about it, Dwayne. All right. Because they have absolutely no problem saying your name as a curse in a way. Okay. I think it's worthwhile considering. Okay. But I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. You got to live in the town, right? You got to live here.
I have to live here, and you know, I love Southern Oregon. I grew up here, and I live here. Can we shift just for a second? Because I'm going to be heading down to the border here Sunday after the Patriots Conference.
Okay.
And, I'm going to be seeing what's going on there, but I want to highlight that, you know, the state of Oregon is spending millions and millions. There was an article in the Oregonian here recently in February, you know, over $29 million towards illegals. I know they want to call them new companies, illegals. And people's taxpayer money is being spent. So when people are, well, you should make deals. Well, what kind of deals do you want when your state government is spending money, your tax that you work every day, Bill, go to work for,
mm-hmm.
on people that didn't earn it? We pay for schools. We pay for health care. We're paying for housing. We're doing this in the state of Oregon. And our government, our state government's doing nothing but allowing this to happen.
What is the purpose of the border visit? How is that going to deal with state policy or what effect might it have?
I think it's more of a highlighting. There's three reasons. I'm only going to talk about two. The third one I'm not going to talk about. But I was invited to go. It's not on taxpayer dollars. I'm paying on my own pocket to go to this. So to educate myself on what's going on down there, to see with my own eyes, see what the other people that are going there are doing, and learn from the Border Patrol, learn about the drugs that are coming over the border, and how, you know, those drugs are affecting Oregonians. We have a drug crisis, and, you know, when they just passed 4002, they didn't do anything to go after the drug traffickers. And, you know, and the Republicans tried to do an amendment to be harsher on drug trafficking, and, of course, the Democrats said no.
And so how can Republicans be proud of having voted for that, though, when not one decent Republican idea went through, Representative Younger? How can you sit there and crow about what's been done?
I'm not proud. I mean, obviously, I voted no.
Yeah, I know you did. That's why I ask it. No. You know, it's like, but yet, I got to tell you, I get the emails in, you know, continually. Oh, boy, look at what we did. We've recriminalized drugs. Oh, yeah? Okay.
I've been a star. That we should have just sent it back to the people and repealed it right straight back to the beginning.
Yeah, and that's just it, because, you know, Republicans with lesser principles decided to cut deals, you know, cutting deals. We end up getting to the point where Democrats got political cover because they knew that the people were going to go out there and just completely repeal Measure 110. So they were much more willing to go along with the George Soros open society people that were pushing Measure 110 than to actually take care of the state of Oregon. So, yeah, it's not helpful.
I'm glad that you and the viewers see this. I hope they see this, that when you try to circumvent what the people wanted and the legislature, they're trying to stop the extreme part of what the people want. So they're trying to make a deal. And I didn't think the deal was not good.
And yeah, and they were doing this because Democrats knew that they were on the bubble, that they were on the chopping block, in essence, because of their support, their unfettered support for Measure 110. And everybody knew that it was a 110, was a Democratic Party deal, okay? So, point well taken.
Yeah, you know what, Bill? If you go back and review that video of the committee and what they did in that committee, I would challenge people to go back and watch that committee before this was passed out of committee, and the Republicans just went along with it. And I hate to go after Republicans because that's my, you know, my friends and everything else, but they didn't object to it. They tried to get an amendment and they go, well, they just kind of bypassed them. Well, your amendment's not ready yet. And they just, just wiped out. And then
if our amendments aren't ready yet, then guess what? My vote should not be ready to support you. So you can do it on your own vote, Democrats. That's the way it should have been treated.
Exactly. Why didn't you just say no? And it still would have left committee because we're outnumbered.
Yeah.
They could have said no and said, no, you're not going to listen to us. You're not going to allow any of our committees they didn't allow them to be voted on. So they didn't get to vote on the amendments. And then you vote to say, let it go out of committee to go to the floor.
Yeah.
What?
Which means it's going to instantly pass. It's going to instantly pass, right? That's what will happen. Well, this is, you know, well, it's like going back to my situation where I'm still here with this photo from a year ago, Republican caucus, and I don't like picking on the Republican caucus either. I want to praise these people. I want to be able to praise things, but they're standing in front of a check that Second Amendment lawsuit, $25,000 in May of 2023, because they knew that they were there. They were there providing quorum, so it got passed, you know, House Bill 2002. Was it 2002? I forget. Yeah.
No, not 2002.
Whatever. It was the one that criminalized homemade firearms and various others. I forget which one that was. But but they came out and did this, and they've not done anything with it yet. And they're wondering why there's a little bit of a loss of trust between the deal makers in the Republican Party and the regular folks that are voting for them here at home, Representative Younger. And you certainly are illustrating the difference here.
It's hard, and I'm outnumbered. You know what I'm saying? I'm outnumbered, and it's hard to get people to change, you know, their views. It's like, hey, this deal-making is not helping. We're we're being used, we're bamboozled by the, you know, it was bipartisan. Well, why are we doing that? We know they don't need us. We can complain.
So act like someone who is not needed by them. And that's the real focus that we need to keep on people here over the coming weeks, all right, and months. All right, Representative Dwayne Junker, appreciate it. Sorry about the canceling going on here. When the time comes, though, I want to be able to announce the name of that company, that tax-eating company, but maybe people can figure it out and read between the lines, okay?
All right, Bill.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Got to go. Thanks for the check-in, all right? State Representative Dwayne Junker. It's 7:58 at KMED, KCMD. Maybe you received a insurance renewal recently. A lot of times you are required to have it, right? Got to have it. Otherwise, the state is angry with you. Angry with you if you don't have your car insurance. Got to have car insurance. What happens when the car insurance goes up 25%? You go, ah! And then you call Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance. Because it's not unusual. The insurance has just been exploding. The Biden inflation has been sticky. So you have to try to unsticky as much of this inflation as you can. Put Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance to work for you, okay? Get him to call you. Well, you call him, rather, at 261-5444. You got to reach out for him. Steve's not going to bug you unless you bug him first, all right? 541-261-5444. 261-5444. The beauty of Sky Park is that it's an independent insurance agency. Lots of different companies, not just one company. Talk to him at 261-5444 and see what he can do for you. He saved a lot of listeners money. Maybe he can save you money, too. And if he can't, he'll let you know. So one way or the other, you'll know you have the best of a bad deal out there in the insurance world. Okay? But Steve can certainly try to work you a better one, and I hope he can help you. Okay? 261-5444.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
Freedom, prosperity, safety. These are some of the values that made Oregon great. Dr. Noah Robinson will work to preserve our treasured Oregon values.
As your state senator, I'll stand up to the Democrats and lobbyists in Salem, continuing the fight for your parental rights, promoting limited government, and protecting unborn lives.
Conservative, principled, independent. Vote Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. Paid for by Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. ID 23412.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. By Dish.
Life's busy, and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
Saving big on just the things I need.
Oregon E-Deals has saved the Rogue Valley big bucks over the years on local fun. Get a family four-pack of wildlife safari tickets, normally $96, now half off. Children's Museum of Southern Oregon, one adult and one child admission, normally $20, only $10. Save big on these deals and more at OregonEDeals.com.
I'm hooked on OregonEDeals.com. I'm saving big.
The Bill Meyer Show. 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD.
It's a minute after 8, KMED, KMED, HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KCMD, Grants Pass, Translator K294, AS Ashland. We'll catch up with Town Hall News. And I'm kind of curious if we're going to start getting some news here pretty soon about what happened with the Supreme Court arguments for the City of Grants Pass, Supreme Court of the United States arguments. And maybe Dr. Powers can weigh in on that, too. Retired professor of business law. He knows how to read the tea leaves over at SCOTUS, all right? Should be a good talk about that and where past meets present and a bunch more. We're also going to have some great emails of the day, Diner 62 Real American Quiz. And this is going to be fun. A real American Quiz is based on Glenn Campbell. Last week, we had Jimmy Webb be a part of the Diner 62 quiz because of a Glenn Campbell song that Jimmy Webb wrote. And so today it's going to be some trivia about Glenn Campbell just because it's his birthday. All right. So we'll have that all coming up. All right.